This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
All right, let's talk about a woman-led movement, empowerment movement with a drive to support women. To ensure they are seen, heard, allowed to dream, supported and celebrated. We're talking about Mufumakazi Wote.
And on the line, we are joined by Olivia Ramabulana, founder of Mufumakazi Wote. Imashoni, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mpo. Doing very well, thank you. How are you?
We are good and just so happy to have you on the line talking to us. And so as the founder also, let's talk about the inspiration behind this initiative that you have.
Okay, the inspiration, it actually came from everyday life when you face things as a woman. And the birth of Mufumakazi actually comes from we carry so much upon ourselves and we go through a whole lot of things that we are not even able to articulate or share. So the movement came from a personal experience where I actually felt, why can it not be about me? Why can it not be about how I feel? Why is it important that as a woman, you're always looking around for all the other heads, it being a wife, it being a mother, it being a corporate woman or a businesswoman, you always look out for other people than yourself. So Mufumakazi Wote is creating that atmosphere, that room for women to actually lay their head down and say, I can be a girl without all the other heads.
There's a woman who's listening right now wondering if they are the Mufumakazi Wote woman. Who is this woman you envision to be part of this movement?
So Mufumakazi Wote is translated as woman or things. Mufumakazi Wote is a girl. It's the inner child inside of us that has died along the way. Mufumakazi Wote is a young woman who just finished university and they don't know their way. It's an old woman who is sitting somewhere at the corner and their dreams perished along the way as they are trying to navigate life. Mufumakazi Wote is any woman who feels they are not heard. It's any woman who feels they want their voices to be heard. They have dreams that they don't know how to navigate.
Now, what are some of the challenges and support systems Mufumakazi Wote will aim to address?
So the systems that we are trying to build and to bring forth for women is have a sisterhood circle, where you can meet a woman who has similar needs as yours or similar interests as yours. Mm-hmm. It being a young girl who wants to start a business or they didn't even have that, but they finished school and they are looking for a job and the job is not coming. When you come to Mufumakazi Wote, you can meet someone in the same stream as you and you get mentorship. Mufumakazi Wote will present opportunities for entrepreneurs who want to be mentored, who need opportunities to be financed and be taught how to navigate the business world or whatever challenges that you may be faced with. I mean, mental health, for an example, is a big thing. You find that we are not allowed not to be okay. But when you are in this community, you get a platform where you are allowed not to be okay and you can have someone who will listen to you, but not just listen to you, listen to your heart, and you get that environment where you are embraced.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, 29th of August, all roads lead to MGB 210 Hotel in Toyando. That's the big day. Women who actually join the movement, Wote movement, what can they expect?
Oh, yes, the 29th is coming. I'm very excited. Finally, the beginning is here. So it's going to be a day full of inspiration, full of connecting, reignition of your dreams. You know, I don't know if Mpo as a woman takes a moment to just look at herself on the mirror and say, not you look good, but who is this woman? Mm. So on that day, we are actually looking at, can you look at yourself in the mirror and just remember what is the inner child longing for? What is the inner child looking for? There's going to be a bunch of women, different walks of life. There's a little community project that I want to run that will go to the markets and pick 10 women who works at the street vendor, and they will attend this event. They'll get an opportunity to be there. So imagine such a woman who's never been presented with such an opportunity. All of a sudden, you're treated as royalty. The food is going to be great. There's some musicians who are coming on board. There's also some good sponsors who've already jumped into the vision. So it's going to be a day full of quite inspiring moments.
Yeah, I'm sold already, and I'm thinking there are women who are listening, and they are thinking, quickly, where do we get the tickets? How do we get the tickets? We want to come. We want to come.
Yes, we're looking forward to having you there, Mpo. You better make it there. The tickets, you can get them on web ticket, Pick and Pay, Boxer, and you can also contact us if you're struggling on those platforms. We can assist you with a link to get your tickets. And I would actually advise you to get a ticket as quickly as possible because we're still on an early bird, which ends on the 15th. So get your ticket as fast as you can.
Beautiful. As we wrap up, a quick message to the women that are listening about, and you, what do you want to say to them about the 29th?
The 29th is the beginning of going back to rediscover yourself. The 29th is about making you feel heard. The 29th is about you recognizing that you are enough and you don't have to have it all figured out, but together we can figure it out. So, yeah.
Beautiful. There you heard it. On Saturday, the 29th of August, make sure that you are heading to MGB at 210 Hotel to be part of the Mufumakazi Warfare Movement. And thank you for your time and all the best, of course, with the event. Founder of Mufumakazi Warfare, Bolivia Ramapurana.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.